Hello, hello, sales fellow. Fastest way to learn sales, podcast number 42. Welcome to the show, guys and girls, and let's begin. Like every single episode before this, today also I have a quote to discuss and share, this time around by Tony Robbins. Tony is an American author, an entrepreneur, and a life coach. He's best known for his books, Unlimited Power and Awaken the Giant Within. And Tony Robbins once said, setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. So let's repeat what Tony said. Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. My sales fellows, as we all know, the year 2019 is just around the corner. And this is the most common time when we start planning, right? We start setting our goals for 2019 for the next year. We come up with our New Year's resolutions, right? So those are the topics that people go by. So I'm like, maybe this is the best time to have a quick series on goal setting, achieving goals, and making sure that they are attainable and realistic. And how do we do that? I have some best practices today I'm going to share with you. Today's show, you will learn how to set realistic goals and achieve them successfully. That's the objective of this podcast, so stay tuned. The funniest part, I feel, this is really funny. Most of us, we don't even remember the goal we set last year. A, maybe we, you know, it wasn't realistic. B, it was not important, right? So those are the things we're going to actually overcome in this goal setting series here. Now, Some common goals that I've come across are, you know, I will join the gym, I will lose X amount of pounds, I will earn 120K this year, or I will read X number of books. These are some common goals that I've heard people set, and myself at some point in time. I really love goal setting. It makes me work hard, right? However, the real goal setting. Now you may ask, what do I mean by real goal setting? Let me explain. Suppose you're playing a game of darts with your friends, and any one of you can actually win $5,000, provided you hit the target, the bullseye. Now, the rule of this game, or the trick to this game, is a little different. Before you take your turn, one of your friends will come and blindfold you and spin you around a couple of times, three times, four times, and then they'll ask you to hit the target. How does that sound? I know you must be saying and thinking, hey, this is not fair. How can one hit the target that he or she cannot see? And I totally agree. In return, I want you to ponder upon this statement. How can you hit a target that you don't even have, right? This is for folks who don't set goals, right? Now, you get the point. If you do not set your target, you cannot achieve your target. And in today's show, I have 5 steps that I'm going to discuss with you in regards to setting a realistic goal and how to achieve it. There are a total of 9 steps, but today we're only going to discuss 5 of them, and in the next episode, we'll cover the rest. So let's begin. Number one, write your goals down. This is the number one and the most important step on the list, is to write them down. The simple reason is that you make yourself accountable, right? And it's okay if you have never written your goals down. Let's start today. Let's start now. Your goals could be of any nature. You can have sales goals. You could have income goals. You can have fitness goals. You can have spiritual goals, relationship goals, family goals, parenting goals, team goals, leadership goals, academic or educational goals. And there's a number of goals you can achieve or set, sorry, and achieve after. The main thing is you write it down so that you become accountable to self. One of my personal goals from last year for 2018 was to read 1 book a month, 12 books minimum this year. Step number 2 on this list of setting realistic goals and achieving them is to ask yourself, why do I want to achieve this goal? Now, why is this important? Because it makes your goal a little bit more desirable. When you start with the end in mind, Stephen Covey always talks about this, right? Start with the end in mind. So when you ask yourself, why do I want to achieve this goal? You will already see yourself with that reward, enjoying that benefit or reward, whatever that is in the end. And it will just make you more, you know, more anxious to do it. For example, if you said you wanted to make more money this year, right? First, I would say define exact amount as to how much money you want to make or intend to make. Make sure that's a realistic number that you put down there. And then answer, why do you want to make this much money? It could be you need to purchase a home, so you need a down payment. You want these funds to get married, or you just wanted to upgrade your ride or pay off your student loan. Whatever the case may be, make sure you understand why you want to make this much money, right? You tell yourself, this is why you want to make this much money, because remember your goal, right? This will just help you stay accountable. My personal goal of reading 12 books, the reason I, you know, when I asked myself, why do I want to achieve this goal, was so that I have more information reading becomes part of my DNA. If you do it for 12 months, then it becomes part of your DNA, okay? Number three on the list is, have you given a serious thought about the benefits you will enjoy when you achieve a goal? Now, this one is very critical. This one is comes from Napoleon Hill, actually, from his book, Think and Grow Rich. He always talks about in that book, imagine the benefits before and every day, actually. If you want to make more money, he says, see yourself with that much money. If you wanted to make $1 million, like, just imagine yourself you have those $1 million. He's like, if you can't imagine, you can't get there. That's Napoleon Hill. Back to my personal goal of reading 12 books in 2018. The benefits I wanted to enjoy was to get some great ideas and to have some great content to share with you guys, with my clients in sales, and of course here on podcast. These were the reasons these were the benefits I wanted to enjoy. Number four, have you considered the challenges and potential obstacles you can face in pursuit to achieving your target? Now, potential obstacles and challenges, right? When you know the problem, half of the problem is, boom, solved. Now, think about this one hard. What are the major challenges? Now, write those down, because you know what you're doing. You're preparing yourself in future from coming up with excuses. So think of those excuses now and write those down, okay? Those inner voice that tell you, not today. You know, that's why you're writing it down today. Not today because it's Y, it's X, Y, Z, whatever the case may be. Put those challenges that you may face and obstacles that stand between you and your goal down, okay? The challenge with me, with my personal goal of reading 12 books, was to find time to read all these books and a good place to buy them, right? So these were the two challenges that I had. Number one was time. Of course, everyone's busy. They don't have enough hours in the day. And where should I buy them? So my solution was, I broke it down that I need 20 minutes a day. It could be divided into 8 minutes times three, or 10 minutes times two, or a quick 20 minutes if I get that lucky, it's a must that I have to have that 20 minutes. And I found a used bookstore. I opened my account at the library, and I started using Amazon, and I started buying books there. I'm not a big fan of using library because I like to keep the copy of the books that I've read, but that's just personal me. You can do your own thing. The last question today, or the step today that we have in achieving our realistic goal setting our realistic goal and achieving it, is think about the organizations, peoples, and groups, organization or people and groups that you need to join or to work with closely in order to achieve this objective, okay? This is another key step that will answer you how. This is more going into how you do it. What you already know what to do by setting your goal and writing it down. Now this one is basically making you how to do it. Suppose if your goal is to get fit and lose, you know, X amount of pounds, of course you will need to join a gym or any physical center, right? That's what you need to join, and that's financial. That's one obstacle that could come in there if you want to put that in how you're going to make it. You know, maybe you're going to give up some coffee or any other subscription you have, you're going to cut it down. to make that room for that gym membership and time, right? All those things are the obstacles that can come here. But that's the organization you need to work with. You need to find a gym. The second thing you may want to consider is, am I good enough to get up every morning or every afternoon or whenever I plan to do this on my own? Would I have enough desire to go and do this on my own, or do I need a personal trainer? Do I have investment for that? So those are the things. What are the resources that I should listen to or read about? Because I don't want to injure myself. So those are the things, who, you know, the groups, the people, the organizations, you need to put that down, okay? In sales, if your goal is to make more money to save for the down payment for your next house or your first house, you need to, who do you need to hang out with, right? There are courses you can take, books you can read, or podcasts that you can listen to improve your sales and to score that down payment. I truly hope these simple five steps helped you a little bit today in coming up with ideas how to set your goals realistically and how to achieve them. You know, writing them down, asking yourself, why do I want to achieve this goal, so that you know why. What are the benefits that you will enjoy once you achieve this goal? That's the best one. I love that one. Considering the challenges and the potential. So coming up with all the possible excuses you can come up with, and writing it down, so that you don't come up, you already have a game plan, right? Now, the organization, people, groups, and everything else, like I said, those in regards to my personal goal of 12 books, the organization was the library and the used bookstore. And of course, the money part, I decided that I'm going to go with used books rather than buying new books all the time. They cost me a lot less than new. So yeah, so this is how I planned my goal, and I'm 1.5 book away, and it's almost 1.5 month to next year. So I'm on the way to achieving it. And I truly hope that you guys are. And if you're not, then let's start now making those realistic goals, setting those realistic goals for 2019. We want to make that your best sales year, right? I truly appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to this show. Once again, please subscribe, share, comment, like if you like this show, and I will see you with the next four steps on the next episode. Thank you.